Hello, hello, Abundant Soul. Welcome to another short episode of Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. Thank you for being here. Thank you for investing your time into growing yourself, into being here with me. I am so grateful to be here with you. And today we're going to be talking about how to be calling in your high-paying one-on-one clients. I don't know about you, but I remember the beginning of my journey when I was connecting with other women, other people, whether it was in a grocery store, whether it was on a workshop, whether it was online, in person or online. And a lot of them were saying like, wow, you have an amazing energy. Like you would be like a dream come true to work with. I'll put you on my vision board. I cannot afford you right now. And it was really heartbreaking for me. Like you see someone and you are like, wow, I see your potential. I know I can help you with the strategies, with the programs, with the services. And you are like, you want to explode because you feel like, oh my God, I can help you so much. And listen, you don't have to be a coach. You might be a healer. You might be a service provider. You might be a copywriter. You like look at people and you're like, oh my God, I can help you so much. You don't even know. And you just want to like explode. Like I really felt like that in the past. I'm like, there is a better way. Like we can do it together. And not everyone is ready for you. Not everyone is right there. However, there is one thing that I did that helped me tremendously to call in clients who are really ready, who are really willing, who are not going to be discussing prices with you, who are going to be like, okay, where do I sign up? Like, how do we work together? And you won't even need a sales calls. For a couple of my like ideal dream clients, we literally exchanged a couple messages in DMs. They had a couple questions on how to work with you, with me, how to help them with a certain things. And if I'm doing those certain things, we exchanged a couple messages and they paid in full. They signed up and it was so easy. I'm like, wow, this is fantastic. Like, let's do this. Like, let's invest less time into trying to chase people or like, convince other people like I'm the coach or person or service provider for you. Like let's tune into our gifts. And the one thing that I did, the one thing that really helped me to call in my soulmate clients was, and I know you have done it in the past and I will teach you how to do it differently, it's scripting. It's writing in your journal, ideally by hand. Sometimes you can do it on a computer. I love doing it by hand and then just like rewrite it in a computer or just quickly like in my notes, like when Sophia is sleeping and I'm working in a stroller and I get like hit of inspiration. But scripting as it already happened. I know you heard it a million times, like create your ideal client avatar and then they give you fill out the papers. Like where do they live? How much they're making? What color of the eyes they have? And that can be sometimes fun if you're a specific manifester, and I talk about human design a lot because I just love it and it helps me tremendously. However, you can also look at it from a different perspective. You can look at it from a perspective that it already happened because your brain honestly cannot tell the difference between something that you're just making out or something that you have lived. So really ask yourself, like, if you would encounter your soulmate client, where would it be and how would it be and how would you feel? Like, really have fun with it. I told just literally this morning one of my one-on-one clients, because she wants to shift how she's doing her business. She has a practice. She's an acupuncturist. She's absolutely fantastic. She has a lot of clients and it's a lot of work. And she would love to expand into doing more long-term programs and women who are more committed, people who are more committed a longer term. So energy exchange will feel better. So what I told her is write down a letter to your soulmate client like it already happened. Like it already happened, not just like, you know, like trying to say like, oh, this is how she would be. This is what would be happening. Like I gave her an example and I will read you just a little piece of how I would like write my soulmate client right now. Just a quickie. Hi, Catherine. I'm so happy we met at Whole Foods today. The lines can be so boring, so I'm so happy we connected talking about being both vegan and what we're cooking for dinner It's the little things that make the day better, right? And thank you so much for trusting me and sharing with me your stories about your life and your business. I can totally understand how tired you must feel when you're running your business alone and you're doing all the things, changing all the habits. I admire you for being so committed to grow to your business. I'm really eager to start working together. Thank you that you send the payment in full right away and already signed agreement. Wow, you really remind me of me and working in a lightning speed. I can't wait to look even deeper on where you can delegate, where can you shift your mindset about money and trusting others, and how can we create programs and services that you are actually excited to offer, not just going through the motions. I'm so looking forward to our call next week. In the meantime, I'm here for you in a Voxer. So I share this little story, little with my client this morning so I can inspire her. Because the thing is that it's really nice to sit down and get really clear. However, our brain works in stories. So when we can create stories, it's more relatable. It's like you are going over your subconscious mind saying you're like, you never done it. Who would pay you in full? Who would pay 10K? Blah, blah, blah. Really sit down and write it from a perspective like it already happened. I even had a journal where I was writing down the letters for my client. How did we met? How did our first session went? How did this consequent session go? What results she is having? What celebrations are we celebrating together? What gaps am I filling in her life and in her business that it's helping you her to create the results? So I'm really, really excited for you to sit down, journal about your soulmate client, whether you're making a map or whether you're just combining several soulmate clients so you can create the one who can come in. Can't wait to see what results you will be getting from this. And if you love this episode, please tag me on Instagram. Let me know what was your biggest takeaway and take a few moments to write a review, because when you do, more women can find us, more women can create abundance, and then we are really thriving together. Plus, it means a world to me. Thank you so much, my love, and I'll see you in the next episode.